The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshawn Blyden.
Today is Monday. Today is Monday. Monday string beans. All you hungry children, come and eat it up.
So good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me.
Welcome to Political Bomb Show. I'm your host, Rayshawn Blyden. 323-835-1123, politicalbombshow.cf. Today's main topic is going to be about Brie Larson playing the role of Captain Marvel. I'll talk about my non-spoiler review, but I want to talk about her because, not because of her politics and her being this social warrior justice feminist type of person, hating white men and such. She's not likable, plain and simple. I'll tell you that right now. She doesn't come off as likable. I didn't even know about her politics really until I started doing research for today's show. So I went in watching the movie not knowing her politics really, and she's not likable. I'll tell you that. It came across as being not likable at all. So
what am I?
So she really isn't likable. She really isn't. So that's going to be the main topic of discussion today. We are also going to talk about the Ethiopian's flight that crashed shortly after taking off. 157 dead. Horrible. Very horrible. Caracas plunged into darkness. We'll see what's going on there. EU will soon require U.S. visitors to apply for visa-like travel pass. Activity at the second North Korea missile site could mean prep for a potential launch. So that's not good at all. Not good at all. Last battle of ISIS. Defeated jihadists still defiant. And I don't know what's going on here. Trump hits back at Ann Coulter, calls her a wacky nut job. So we'll see what's going on there. ICE drops dozens off more illegals at Phoenix bus station. President to ask Congress for $8.6 billion for the border wall. They're not going to give it to you. You got to find another way of doing this. It's not going to work. It really isn't. Are you kidding me? That with Nancy Pelosi and the Muslim lady, I forget her name, and the Puerto Rican one too, I don't remember their names. I think they're all adopted, really.
He's adopted.
But you talk about CNN's Zucker unhinged at SXSW. He declares conspiracies at the DOJ, FNC, and MSNBC. 2020 candidates flock to trendy festival. Beto, movie wins raves. Occasional cortex, America garbage, FDR is racist. Schultz, election spoiler is far left. Iowa poll, Biden, Bernie lead big. The two old white men, how do you know? What do you know? What do you know? What do you know?
Ha ha ha. Anchor man, not anchor lady, and that is a scientific fact, huh?
I agree. We have a big turnout. Trump signed Bibles. Hershey, many religious leaders say no. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you should sign a Bible. I don't know. Just me. Empire Smollett indicted on 16 felony counts. I had someone on Instagram, I don't even remember his name, black guy, telling me that I should stop trying to fit in, he told me, because I posted this and he said that I should fit in where I belong. I mean, so I did a little video on him, roasted him. He never responded back because he's an idiot. I basically told him that I don't judge people by the character, by the content, but their, I don't judge people by the color of their skin, but I judge them by the content of their character, I told him basically. And I told him, I don't think he was from America. I saw like a Jamaican flag, I think. So I told him, I said, in America, we mind our own business, so expert is. Okay, so what else we're gonna talk about? We're not gonna talk about that. I was just mentioning it because that's came across that story. Also gonna talk about explorers to send first live video broadcast from ocean depth. God Molecule to lead blind. NYC edging towards financial disaster. SF libraries become homeless sanctuaries. Young people starting careers in negative wealth categories. Ditto says, I'm loving getting older. Confidence to enjoy life more. Mexico's leftist president creates new style of government, and many more things right after this.
So, Skrulls are the bad guys.
I see no one gives up their seat for a Kree anymore. Aha! False teeth. I knew it.
And you Kree are the good guys.
Obviously.
See, because I got told the opposite by a Skrull. And from what I just saw on that train, I am inclined to agree with him.
Look, when your taxes are lower next year because of one less penny-pinching pensioner, you'll thank me.
You do know she didn't die.
What? Turn the car around. Okay, spread out and find that old bag.
Your life began the day it nearly ended.
Ugh, last time I ink and fly.
We made you one of us. So you could live longer, stronger, superior.
Pretty sure I was already superior. To most, if not all. All you did was give me a bad hairstyle.
Oh, gee.
Although, considering the hair you gave yourself, it could have been worse. I keep having these memories. Top Gun style. I was awesome then, and I'm awesome now.
Wait, what's that mean? Carol, what does that mean?
Something in my past is the key to all of this.
How do you know?
Well, who else's past would contain the key? Yours? Please. Your past probably has less keys than a homeless Eskimo.
Greatest generation, my ass! Help me!
You know how to fly this thing?
Fly? Thought this was a submarine.
That is a no.
Don't open the door, you idiot. We'll flood.
Would you like to know what you really are?
I know what you really are. Really ugly.
I was People Magazine's sexiest Skrull alive in 09.
I think I had a life here. Unlike you, Mr. Nowhere Better to Be Than an Old Filing Room.
I'm only here because of you!
Don't ever forget it, loser.
You've come a long way, but you're not as strong as you think. See, you're not even fighting back.
I would beg your forgiveness, but you've already killed me.
This war is just the beginning. We have multiple release dates scheduled.
I'm not gonna fight your war. I'm gonna start my own war, and it's gonna be for cool people only, so clearly you're not invited.
Thanks for coming to my war. Good to see you. Enjoy the war. Sorry you have to die so early. Not. Let's war like it's 1999.
Aren't you the cutest little thing? Aren't you cute?
Fury, It's a Skrull cat.
A Skrull cat? So what are you gonna do, punch it?
No, you're gonna punch it.
I'm not punching this cat, Carol.
Well, we're not going anywhere until you do.
I can't punch a cat! Don't ask me to do that!
I'm not asking you. Punch the cat, Fury. Punch the cat or die.
I can't do that! Please don't make me do that!
Fury, punch the cat.
No!
Punch the cat, Fury.
No,
punch
please.
The cat. Punch the cat in its little cat face, Fury. Punch it. Punch the cat, Fury. Punch the cat.
Why are you doing this?
Punch it. Punch it. Punch it. Punch the cat, Fury. Punch it.
Maybe it's not a Skrull cat. Maybe you misidentified it. Maybe it's just a normal cat.
Out of my way, Moon.
It would be marvelous if you subscribed.
It's subscribe, moron.
Not on my planet, and I should know. I've got over 50 million subscrullers.
Get a real job. Hey, Fury, I visited the retirement village where your mom lives, and it's infested with Skrulls. Naturally, I killed them all, including your mom.
You killed my mom?
It wasn't really your mom, it was a Skrull in disguise.
Enough is enough! I've had it with these mother impersonating Skrulls on Mother Nature's planet!
So, the Skrulls... Mother I'm not putting on a seatbelt.
So the Skrulls are the bad guys.
We need to kill them mother
My brittle bone!
But that was not a Skrull. You are Brie Larson. I'm gonna let this dude pass me because he don't realize we filming a movie here. So you are Brie Larson, an actress with the range of Kristen Stewart and the intensity of Paris Hilton.
I keep having these memories.
I keep having these memories about Skrulls. There's a girl I used to date, I called her a Skrull. She had this ass that she would send me selfies of, and I would just scroll on through.
I'm not what you think I am.
You're exactly what I think you are.
You mean wrong for this movie?
Exactamundo. Must have been on the low budget side in this casting.
At least I'm an Oscar winner.
Mother.
I keep having memories.
I've lived a wonderful life. These mother aliens showed up.
This movie is just the beginning. Even though it's technically not the first Marvel movie, in a way, chronologically, it is the first Marvel movie.
Actually, Captain America was.
God damn it.
So you know how to fly this CGI thing.
We'll see.
Yeah, the stewardess, take my order.
Fury, there's no room for anybody back there.
I got room in my lap for a stewardess.
Yeah. Fury, shut up and just pay attention.
Whoa, what the hell was that? Let me do some shit.
No, it's my job.
This movie could really use a cat scene. It'd be very memeable.
Fury, it's the 90s. Memes don't even exist yet. Duh.
Mother f***. Oh, aren't you the cutest little thing?
Fury.
The cat is so cute.
Fury. Fury, we gotta go.
Oh no, mother
Fury.
Shit, it's crazy,
Fury.
He keep doing that, that mother
Fury.
Nice.
I think we have a hit movie here.
Welcome, Political Bomb Show. So let's get into some of these news stories. Okay, Ethiopian flight crashes shortly after takeoff, 157 dead. It's very sad indeed. Seven Brits among 157 dead after Ethiopian airline plane crashes just minutes after takeoff amid anger. Rescue service took 2 hours to reach the site. Safety record of 737 is in question. So, I don't know why they took that long. And breaking news again. It's talking about the same story that we're talking about here. So, yeah, my heart goes out to them. It's a sad state of affairs. Caracas plunged into darkness. Update: NGO's death toll from blackout Let's see, how much is it saying? Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido on Saturday called on citizens nationwide to travel to the capital of Caracas for a protest against socialist President Nicolas Maduro as the country's worst blackout in decades dragged for a third day. Addressing supporters in southwestern Caracas, Guaido yelled while standing atop a bridge without saying when the planned protest would be held. The days ahead will be difficult thanks to the regime. So I would not want to live in a socialist country. I don't think that you liberals understand how bad things can be. Just look to Venezuela. Do you want America to become Venezuela? Then go ahead, vote for people like Ocasio Cortez and the other Muslim one who hates Jews. I forget her name. But let's see. What else we got here? EU will soon require U.S. visitors to apply for visa. Let's see what's going on there. You will apply for a visa. If you don't apply for a visa,
you know, you'll be in jail.
Exactly. No, just kidding. I don't know what's going to happen if you don't apply. Americans traveling to Europe will soon have to add a new item to their packing list. Starting in 2021, the European Union will require U.S. visitors to get a pre-approved visa-like travel pass issued by the European Travel Information and Authorization System. The permit will cost about $7.90 and will have to be requested at least 4 days before the journey. But yet, us in America, we let everyone in, including illegal ones. Including illegal ones. Oh, go figure. Go figure, figure, figure. Activity at the second North Korean missile site. I think talks have broken down, and you have to thank the Democrats for that because of what they did. Basically, they made Trump look weak when he was over there having these hearings and screwed everything up. They would rather see him fail than to help the country succeed, in plain English. That's what it's all about. So following President Trump's stalemate talks with Kim Jong-un, it appears North Korea may be preparing to launch a missile or rocket sometime soon. So yeah, that's not good at all. Not good. Last battle of ISIS. Blood up to the knees. Defeated ISIS jihadists still defiant. Yeah, kill them all, get rid of them. Trump hits back Ann Coulter. Let's see what's going on here. What did Ann say about him? Okay, what is the... Oh, this witch, I'm not... Okay, so, President Trump hits back hard at TV pundit Ann Coulter, wacky nut job. President Donald Trump has lashed out against media commentator Ann Coulter, the woman who once wrote a book lauding his 2016 campaign, calling her a wacky nut job for criticizing his approach to border control. Coulter, a frequent television and radio presence, wrote in Trump We Trust, Trump previously soft-pedaled his responses when asked about the criticism, saying that I just don't have the time to speak to her. He also said she's off the reservation. However, he's avoided the full-throated attacks he's mustered against other enemies until now. He tweeted, "Wacky nut job, Ann Coulter, who still hasn't figured out that despite all odds and the entire Democrat Party of far-left radicals against me, not to mention certain Republicans who are sadly unwilling to fight, I am winning on the border. Major sections of the walls are being built and renovated with much more to follow shortly. Tens of thousands of illegals are being apprehended, captured at the border and not allowed into our country. With another president, millions would be pouring in. I am stopping an invasion as the wall gets built. But there's no denying, President Trump, that under your leadership right now, and the buck stops at you, under your leadership, more illegals are coming to the border. So there's that. So she's not that wacky of a nut job after all. Under your leadership, the budget tripled what was under Obama. I think I'm gonna lash out at the president right now. I am going to tweet him, or respond to his tweet anyway. I'm going to respond to his tweet right now. Okay, so I wrote to him, very detailed, why I basically tweeted right back to the president is that the buck stopped with you, and the fact of the matter is more illegals are at the border more than the previous administration. The debt is way more higher, much higher than the previous administration, and your antitrust is not doing anything to stop Amazon, Facebook, Google, and all the other monopolies. So on this I agree with Elizabeth. Ooh, powwow. She wants to stop them from being too big. I don't know if she actually means it or if it's just a campaign ploy, but I agree with her there. Bust the trust. They gotta be busted up before they get too big, and you can't bust them up. So I am on her side with that. So to President Trump, I say you're gonna have to just fight and don't cry. Okay, what else do we have here? ICE drops off dozens more illegals at Phoenix bus stations. You see what I mean? Volunteers are overwhelmed. So, Ann Coulter isn't that nutty. Isn't that nutty at all? She wasn't nutty when she wrote in Trump We Trust, was she? Don't be like that. Immigration. Come on with the stupid clicking ads. Immigration officials dropped off about 50 more undocumented migrants, mostly from Central America, Friday morning at the Greyhound bus station near Phoenix Sky Harbor. I don't hear the president trying to attack Michael Savage because he knows he can't. Michael Savage, we know his name is Savage, so, and he speaks the truth. And he said pretty much the same thing that Ann Coulter is saying. So, there's that. The group was the latest in series of migrant drop-offs that began late last year. Okay, President to ask Congress for $8.6 billion for the border wall. Now, you're the one who sounds like a nut. Do you actually think that they're going to give you the money? I mean, you're just wasting your time. You know that they're not going to give you any money. Don't be a fool. Don't be a fool. You know that they're not. Why the hell are you doing it? You should be saying these words to yourself right now. Okay. Yes, I am fired up. I'm angry because I'm so angry about many things. As the budget deficit, this is another one. The budget deficit balloons. This is your administration. It's worse than Obama's administration. What are you doing signing a Bible? You don't sign the Bible. A Bible is not a book to be signed by man. What the hell is that all about? It angers me. President Trump was just doing what he could to raise spirits when he signed Bibles at the Alabama church. You don't sign a Bible, and why are they giving you the Bible to sign? They're also at fault. You don't, that's inappropriate. You don't sign the Holy Bible. It makes no sense. Anyway, yeah, I'm not, that's dumb. You don't sign a Bible. CNN's Zucker unhinged at SXSW. What is he unhinged about? Jeff Zucker says Trump attempted to block AT&T merger and continues to call out state-run Fox News. I'm sick. Too big to fail. They blocked that. Why aren't you making Amazon and Facebook and Google smaller? Oh man, I am so sick and tired of it. I really am. I mean, are you like Fredo? Fredo? Remember Fredo?
Don't you handle things? I'm smart. Not like everybody says. They're dumb. I'm smart. And I want the spins.
I guess so. Okay, so what else do we have here? Scientists blame working mothers for child obesity epidemic. Oh, are you kidding me? Mothers have to work. My mom worked. She's a single parent. I didn't get that. I mean, I'm a little overweight, but I'm not obese. So that could have been that we were poor and we didn't have much food to eat. But hey, what would my mom say if she heard me saying that?
He's adopted.
She would say that, wouldn't she? Okay, scientists in the UK. A study carried out by University College London looked at 20,000 families and is the first to link moms who work to the weight of their children. I don't care. I don't care. I really don't care. Really don't care. Don't care. Mexico's leftist president creates new style of government. What kind of style of government is he creating? Let's see. Mexican president Andres Manuel Lopez, first 100 days in office, have combined a compulsive shedding of presidential trappings with a dizzying array of policies, initiatives, and series of missteps haven't even dented his soaring approval ratings. I don't care about Mexico. I really don't care. I can't care. I don't care. Occasional cortex. America! Garbage! You are a slurbage! I hate this lady. I really do. She's really... I'm trying to hold back words. Ocasio-Cortez. State of America is garbage. Reagan pitted whites against minorities. You stupid slut. Shut your mouth. He never did such a thing. Never, ever did such a thing. This is really frustrating. I can't believe... What am I saying? Of course I can believe it. She's an idiot. She's a woman who wants a new Green Deal where she wants to ban cows because she says farting cows are contributing to global warming. This is an idiot who wants to stop all airplanes in his tracks. So, am I surprised and shocked by what she's saying here? No. Socialist Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez suggested doing a talk on Saturday that America is garbage and that former President Ronald Reagan presented a racist vision of the country that pitted white working class people against minorities in order to screw over all working class Americans. This woman is such an idiot. I don't have any words for this idiot. Really. I mean, her boyfriend is white. You know, I just don't understand. I mean, her boyfriend must be some kind of a wimp. I mean, if it could be just me, but say that I'm dating her and she's always bashing black men. At some point when she's home and she's with me, I would say to her, listen, if you hate black men that much, why are you with me? And we would have this conversation. She wouldn't be able to escape this conversation. And eventually, it'd lead to me just leaving. If it's my house or condo, I'd tell her, bitch, you gotta get out. If it's her house, when she'd come home and all my stuff would be gone. I wouldn't deal with it. There's no way. So this guy's gotta be a wimp. I don't care how good the sex is, and she could be the biggest freak in bed. I'm not gonna be with someone who seems to hate my race. I mean, she really seems to be a racist who hates whites. And so I don't understand why this boyfriend don't have the balls to leave her. Why would you be with someone who hates your race? Are you a self-hating your own race? Is that why you don't care and you're with her? Or are you just a wimp? I don't understand. I don't want to read anymore. This bitch, get out of there. Can't stand her. Racist whore. Okay, what else we got here? Schultz election spoiler is far left. Don't care. Paper says Michelle O soars to rock star status. Again, I don't care. 1,000 protest Maduro. China warns over foreign meddling. Increasing human lifespan could turn people into walking zombies, warns experts. I certainly don't want to be a walking zombie. And how are they going to increase people's experts? I mean, how are they going to increase people's... increasing lifespan risk turning human numbers of people into walking zombies because experts are not close to solving the problem of dementia and brain cell loss, a leading scientist has warned. That's true. I agree with that. I can see that. Okay. What else? Venezuela buckles under massive power. Communications outage. Thousands protest Maduro, talked about that. A jaguar attacks a selfie taker at the zoo. How close is the jaguar? Let's see. A jaguar attacked a woman who reportedly crossed over a barrier while trying to take a photo Saturday at a West Valley Wildlife Park. Well, you know, I hate to say that she deserves what she gets, but I mean, why would you do that? I seriously don't understand people. It's a zoo. The animals are wild animals. You're going to hop over there just to get a selfie? And endanger your life? Are you that stupid, woman? Are you that idiotic? You... Well. Unbelievable. Well, anyway, rural metro fire crews responded to a report of a lady attacked by a jaguar at 6:40 p.m. at the Wildlife World Zoo Aquarium and Safari Park near Northern Avenue and Loop 303 in Litchfield Park. Crews found a woman at the zoo with lacerations to her arm, and she was taken to the hospital. The zoo official released a statement Saturday about the incident. We regret to inform that this evening, before closing, there was an incident reported involving a guest who crossed over the barrier to get a photo. Good. Stupid is, stupid does. Why? You know what? And I hope after she, after they let her out of the hospital, she's arrested. She should be arrested. She should. Lock her up. All right, what else we got here? Can you tell I'm not in a good mood today? I'm in a very crappy mood. Japanese woman confirmed as world's oldest person. How old is she? How old do you think she is? I'm going to guess 150. I don't know. That's kind of old. No, see, Japanese woman confirmed as the world's oldest person. 116. 116 years old. Wow. And she, let's see, she's eating whipped cream and strawberries. Young people starting careers in negative wealth category. Homeless beggars making $260 a day. See what I mean? This is why I don't give any of them anything, because I don't believe that they are homeless. It's a scam. That's what I believe. It really is a scam. It's a scam. It's a scam. It's a scam. You are dirt. You're scam.
You are. What am I?
What?
I know you are. What am I?
You are.
I know you are. What am I?
You are.
I know you are. What am I?
Homeless beggars are making £200 a day. So yeah, I don't give them money. I really don't. I don't believe them, and I don't give them anything. Not even food, because I don't believe them. There was one person when I lived in Holyoke. I saw him come out of a car. So apparently he parks his car there, then he pretends he's homeless, and then at the end of the day he leaves. So yeah, I don't believe any of them. In this case, the innocents are suffering for the guilty, because I don't believe any of them. I really don't. After more than 140 years, a massive fig tree gracing the plaza where Los Angeles was found collapsed. Wow, that's a long time. Long time. Yeah, it did collapse. I could see it. Good thing no one was there and got hurt. Okay, what else do we have here? Because I am itching to get to the main story. I've had it with feminist, leftist, nut jobs like Brie Larson. She's a nutbag, a nutcase. You don't, okay, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Let's just see if there's anything else here. I think that's it. That's, let's see. 2020 candidates flock to a trendy festival. Beto movie wins raves. I don't care, but let's see what this is about. Running with Beto film review. SXSW 2019. You know, I don't care. I don't care. I really don't care. So, let's see what else. Okay, I think that's about it for that. So, what I will do is I'll take a brief break and come back with the main topic of discussion right after this.
Hey, white people and men, it's 2019. You know what that means? You're not welcome anywhere. Hi, my name is Sydney. Welcome back to my channel. Some of you may or may not be aware that there is a movie called Captain Marvel that is being released on the 8th of March. And because that movie has a female lead, people are already being pretty ridiculous about it. So in my travels of the internet this week, I found this tweet, which talks about white men haters. White men haters? I think this person's trying to say white men who are haters, because otherwise I have no idea what's going on. Anyway, this tweet is basically trying to say that white men who are haters shouldn't come to see the Captain Marvel film because they will pollute the cinema with their toxicity. Okay, that seems reasonable. The girl who wrote the tweet also stands in solidarity with women who've been abused. Well, jokes aside, that's a nice sentiment. But I mean, I don't mean to tell you how to do your job, Mabel, but maybe telling people not to go see a film that you're trying to promote is not the best way to promote it. Just a thought. Anyway, if I'm not mistaken, I'm almost entirely sure this exact same thing happened when the movie Black Panther was released. Except that it was people telling white people not to go see the movie because apparently, like, racism or something. I honestly lose track of the reasons why white people aren't allowed to do things these days.
I'm sorry.
The funny thing here, particularly in relation to this tweet and Captain Marvel, is that the lead actress of the film, Brie Larson, recently said that she doesn't want her press tour to be overwhelmingly white and male. Captain Marvel star Brie Larson says she's determined to make sure the Marvel movie's upcoming press junket is diverse and female-led, pledging to Marie Claire UK that she will keep the tour from becoming overwhelmingly white or male. Well, I see then. She goes on to say that she wants the film to be, like, a feminist icon situation thing, and that she wants the press tour and, I guess, the general critiquing of the film to be led by minorities and women.
Wow, look at this. Do you know what this means?
Because, let's be fair, diversity is just never quite diverse enough for these people. But on the other hand, alienating entire groups of people, stellar.
So, earlier this week, USC Annenberg's Inclusive Initiative released findings that 67% of the top critics reviewing the 100 highest grossing movies in 2017 were white males. Less than a quarter were white women, and less than 10% were unrepresented men. Only 2.5% of those top critics were women of color. So you're probably thinking right now, like, wow, that super doesn't represent the country that I live in, and that's because that's true. This is a huge disconnect from the U.S. population breakdown of 30% white men, 30% white women, 20% men of color, and 20% women of color.
Let me just do the math here for myself, okay? Let me just work this out, and we'll see if this is gonna be it. You know, all right, here's what I got. You ready? Okay. That's what I've got. Honestly, Sydney, give that to me. I'm much better at numbers than you are. You're an idiot. Okay. Well, let's see. Here's what I got.
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Am I saying that I hate white dudes? No, I'm not. But what I am saying is that if you make a movie that is a love letter to women of color, there is an insanely low chance a woman of color will have the chance to see your movie and review your movie.
Now, realistically, if people like Larson were actually dedicated to making her press tour as diverse as possible, then really she would be including the gay population, the trans population, the disabled population, and so on and so forth. What a bigot! Only wanting to represent women and minority groups. Disgusting. Actually, no matter how woke Black Panther was, I'm pretty sure that was a criticism of it. Didn't include enough gay and trans and disabled people. Let's be clear here. Job professions will never ever be an equal breakdown of the population. But this sentiment is exactly why we have things like gender quotas and affirmative action. It's why restaurants in my city have an 18% surcharge for men based on... No, wait, hold on. That's the gender pay gap. Sorry, just getting my woke initiatives confused here. How can you get your woke initiatives confused? They're obviously all very different with very different end games. God, you disgust me. The problem with these initiatives as well is that they only recognize superficial diversity, such as the color of your skin or which sex you are. These initiatives don't ask you to be hired based on the diversity of thought or diversity of IQ or merit or anything substantial. Instead, people are preferenced based on characteristics over which they have absolutely no control. Besides the fact that this is totally unreasonable, it also fails to grasp that one, it's actually discrimination. And two, people naturally gravitate towards job professions and education based on a bunch of different variables. They don't need to be, like, herded for the sake of fair representation. They're not cattle. In this case, it doesn't actually matter if every different group of people in America reviews Captain Marvel, because, let's be clear, not every group of people in America wants to see the film.
Oh! Great Odin's Raven!
In the United States, Caucasians make up 59% of moviegoers. In 2016, they represented 51% of all ticket sales. Groundbreaking. In the same year, the split of males and females buying tickets was almost 50-50, with women going to see movies slightly more. See, Sydney? Movies are made for women. Movies are feminist. Get with the times. Not sure how relevant this is, but just for your information, the biggest group of moviegoers based on age in the United States are 18 to 25 year olds. I hope Larson also considers age when she's picking her journalists and movie critics. Wouldn't want to be an ageist there now, would ya? I mean, statistically speaking, if critics are actually going to be representative of viewers, then yeah. They're mostly white and at least 50% of them are male. Because those are the people who go and see movies. Funny that. I mean, I also tried to find out the sex of the people who go to see Marvel films, but I either had to pay $49 or cry myself to sleep. Guess which option I chose? It wasn't the $49. But anyway, we can probably reasonably conclude that the bulk of the people going to see Marvel films are probably men. I'm a woman. I like seeing hunky men run around in leotards as much as the next girl. But I'm not gonna pay $20 for it, and I'm not gonna buy it on DVD. So I come back to the fact that trying to force real-world representations in any industry or sector is silly. And this case is no exception. In fact, it's probably the rule.
What in the hell's diversity?
But we see this type of affirmative action everywhere, from the education system to the workforce. If you don't know what affirmative action is, the internet describes it as the practice or policy of favoring individuals belonging to groups known to have been discriminated against previously, i.e. positive discrimination. Affirmative action has severed its connection to the deepest rung in American history and blossomed into a system whereby citizens are bestowed or denied preferences or benefits according to a complex hierarchy of race, ethnicity, national origin, and sex. This is particularly striking and true because these traits really are a hierarchy. Think about this video alone. We're talking about people who want to move away from white people and men because those two things don't rate very highly on the diversity hierarchy. Affirmative action, particularly in the education system, doesn't actually benefit black students in particular. Thomas Sowell actually talked about this back in the 90s.
You talked about affirmative action, and you came up with some statistics that I wanted to ask you about. Well, I look for it. Here it is. You said that at the University of California at Berkeley, for example, where the entering freshman class has been described as, quote, wonderfully diverse, unquote, because the, quote, class closely reflects the actual ethnic distribution of California high school students. These are your words. More than 70% of black students fail to graduate.
Yes.
Why?
Because they're mismatched with Berkeley. That is, the average black student at Berkeley is above the national average on test scores. It's just that the average white student is further above the national average, and the average Asian student further above than the white students. And so in that atmosphere, these students who have every qualification to succeed are artificially turned into failures. And the only beneficiary of that is the University of California at Berkeley. Because what they've effectively done is rented these bodies for window dressing for a few years. And then when they're through with them, they're put aside. A new bunch of bodies are brought in.
312 black students entering Berkeley in 1987, all were admitted under affirmative action. You say that 70% of those fail to graduate. What would you tell those students to do under the circumstances, knowing that statistic?
I would tell them what I've told students in general of all races to do, which is to go to schools that match your educational capabilities at the time.
But let's call a spade here. The diversity that we're talking about, particularly in this context, is superficial. Are you serious, Sydney? It's 2019. There is nothing superficial about being a woman. I can pick my gender based on how I feel anytime I want. But on a really simple level, let's just apply a 50-50 gender quota to a couple industries, namely publishing and plumbing. Because to be fair, that's probably the starting point of a real-world breakdown. Because there's only two sexes. A survey from 2016 found that the publishing industry is 78% female. Data from the same year from the US Department of Labor found that plumbers are 98% male. Should we cap those female jobs in the publishing world? You know, remove like 28% of the women and replace them with men? Or would that be unfair to the women who got there based on merit? Let's use an on par example. From the same year, from the same department, statistics tell us that 98% of speech pathologists are women. Should their numbers also be cut to make room for more men?
Come again?
People seem pretty okay with applying this logic to male-dominated fields, but as soon as we talk about it in relation to female-dominated fields, the argument doesn't really fly. What about applying this real-world split to professional sports? Just bring in some more Latinos and Asians and more white people. How about that? Maybe just include some trans people in there as well. Be super representative. What about the social services industry where 16% of workers are black? Should 3% of those be tossed away and given to some other ethnic group? Because at this point, it seems like the only time people actually want to apply this real-world fair representation thing is when the jobs are coming from white people and men. Duh, who wants men and white people in their workplace anyway? Gross. They bring their little pudding cups to work and they can't dance. It's disgusting. Who wants that in their space? Ew. My point here is simply that there are so many variables that go into job choice and education that it's almost entirely ridiculous to suggest that it's as simple as just saying we need more different groups of people in these different fields and therefore problem solved. Wanting fair representation is actually perfectly fine, provided there are people who have the merit to get into these particular roles and they actually want to be in them.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
But the problem here is that we've completely diverted away from talking about equal opportunity to legitimately talking about equal outcome. We already know that different groups of people gravitate towards different areas of work and different education systems based on a bunch of different factors. But to simply suggest that they should be chosen or selected based on characteristics over which they have no control, and like I said before, superficial characteristics, actually hurts the people who deserve to be there based on merit. So in the end, I guess it's all very well and good for people like Brie Larson and her ilk to say that they want a more diverse, inclusive, representative of the real world split when it comes to job professions and the like. But the reality is that that's probably never going to be the case. And excluding people who can actually do a job well based on merit simply because they're white and male is, well, discriminatory.
Diversity is an old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
So what do you guys think about all of this? Should people be selected for roles based on superficial characteristics, or is affirmative action actually just a really terrible idea?
What's going on, everyone? Jeremy here from The Courting, and I'll try to keep this brief as I think we've all experienced our maximum intake of Captain Marvel heinousness. I've got a little something to expose here, something that was noticed late last night. People started sending me screenshots, and the folks over at Reddit had discovered that there is a interesting review, positive fake review copypasta going on out there. In fact, there are several different copypastas that were sent to me, but we're going to just look at one because it obviously proves the point. Now, I've said from the start that, of course, Captain Marvel will probably make money. It will probably be, forgettable. And that's looks like exactly what we're seeing here. We see when we look at Box Office Mojo, you know, Captain Marvel doing very well in the foreign market and through Friday having 60 million. So the weekend numbers will probably be close to, I'm guessing, 140 to 160 million. Nothing to write home about because as one follower pointed out on Twitter, if you remember, Tron was deemed a flop and that generated $400 million. You're talking about gigantic budgets for these films. hundreds of millions of dollars in advertising. So it's interesting to see where this actually will end up. And when the production budget actually drops, and I bet you it's higher than most people think. But the common narrative among all these articles are that, quote, trolls are tanking review scores. You can see Fortune magazine leading with, trolls are tanking Captain Marvel's Rotten Tomatoes reviews, but they can't stop the box office haul. And I would argue that 52%, as I said all along and many times, the movie's probably a 60%. And it's leveling out here at 52. We know for a fact that Rotten Tomatoes engineered this. They, in fact, literally came out and lied, saying that it was a, quote, glitch that deleted 40,000 votes. Yes, more people are voting on it, but you never know. I mean, hey, a lot of people are going to the theater. You can see this flood of overwhelmingly negative scores is likely the result of sometimes called vote brigading, a deliberate web-wide attempt to lower, or in some case raise, a film's rating. It's no surprise that, quote, trolls have seized upon Captain Marvel in certain corners of the internet. Yes, the dark, scary ones. The movie has been a point of contention for weeks. In February, Larson noted to Marie Claire that writers and critics covering her films are white males. This is actually a reasonable article coming out of Fortune, it would seem. Friday morning, though, more than 50,000 user reviews for Captain Marvel flooded the site, an impossible figure for a film just released. That's not true. Rotten Tomatoes blamed a glitch, and the number of reviews decreased. No, well, they deleted 50,000 reviews. Though the film's low user score remained mostly unchanged. Similar effects have been directed at such films as Star Wars The Last Jedi and last year's Black Panther. What? Black Panther? That's the highest rated movie in Marvel history. What are you talking about? Again, though, opening weekend is now flying toward an opening weekend of $150 million. Now that's middle of the road. Nothing record setting. Nothing to sneeze at either, but of course, given the giant budgets. So, of course, the narrative is this movie is better than you think. I would say, you know, a 60 is probably reasonable. I mean, critics themselves, right? People who are paid only gave it a 79. And even when you have critics openly admitting that they gave Captain Marvel and other movies positive reviews to maintain their access. This is a huge, huge problem. This has been a problem that has plagued the video game industry for years. Movies, it's access journalism, meaning your job depends on you rubbing shoulders with people that have a conflicting agenda, meaning you're there essentially as a marketing arm. That's the only reason you're given early access. So they know that critics know that if they're overwhelmingly negative about a film or honest about a film, I will say, that they will lose their access. Sci-Fi Wire's Danny Roth admitted that Access Media, quote, plays softball in order to maintain access with Hollywood celebrities and studios while discussing the recent Captain Marvel Rotten Tomatoes controversy. On Sci-Fi's podcast, Who Won This Week, Roth and his co-host, Sci-Fi's contributing editor, Karma Horne, and Sci-Fi's editor-in-chief were discussing recent changes to Rotten Tomato following fans indicating they were not interested in seeing. Roth admits that's how Access Media works. We all know this, but it's interesting to hear somebody from the inside actually say this out loud. Assume he's blacklisted now. Here's the actual reality, he says. Here we are in the industry. If you want to talk about, quote, access media, every single person that wants to have access to things early, that wants to get access to things so traffic is drawn to their site, will on occasion. Everybody at this podcast, everybody in our industry occasionally plays softball, occasionally has to look the other way a little bit. Everybody has to do it in the sense that I hated a movie, but I won't say that I hated a movie, or an actor behaved a sort of way, and you don't want to put that out there that it happened. Horn chimes in, right, because you might not get the next review. Roth continues, to some degree, everybody in our industry is part of this quote-unquote access media and has to decide which battles they want to pick, which ones where my voice is the one that, which of the ones where my voice is the one that has to get said. Of course, of course. Roth's statement about access media in response to Swiderski's idea that Rotten Tomato remove audience scores. They state, I think they should get rid of fan review entirely. When asked to elaborate, he did. It's not a right they run a website. They run a business. Critic reviews are critic reviews, and that's fine. And listen, this isn't me saying fans can't have an opinion, but it's a tool. It's obviously being abused more than it's being used constructively, especially around particular films that politically rub some people the wrong way for certain reasons. It's why we can't have a nice thing. If nice people use it the way it was supposed to be used, but no one is. So screw it, goodbye. The mere fact that you give a voice or a platform to people who normally don't have a platform is part of the problem. You have an opinion that you don't really get to have be responsible for because nobody's going to see you. Nobody's going to challenge you on it. If you want to bring someone down or just ruin someone's day, you can say anything. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised to see Rotten Tomatoes essentially review or remove user reviews. But think about all the traffic and ad revenue Rotten Tomatoes has had in the past week of people rapidly refreshing their website, of tens of hundreds of thousands of people going there to leave reviews. Remember that they get ad revenue. Okay, Rotten Tomatoes needs the website traffic. If you remove user reviews, nobody really gives, nobody cares what critics really think because we know they're bought and paid for. And here this guy admits it. The only people's reviews that I care about are the users. And I can tell the difference between a review brigade and honest reviews. I'm not an idiot. Most people aren't. But this is exactly what they want to censor people. And you know, the narrative again has been that only negative reviews get brigaded. Well, how about this? There are literally hundreds of these different users all upvoting each other using the exact same copypasta. I'll make it very simple and clear. Captain Marvel is really worth a watch, and it's entertaining and visually impressive. Exactly what it was meant to be. Just keep this in mind, and you know, It's the exact same review done by hundreds of different users. Even when I go to my, when I Google Captain Marvel reviews, look at what I see. I'll make it simple and clear. And just in case you've never heard of the blatant copypasta, I'll make it simple and clear. I mean, look at them all. And these are all positive. You know what I mean? Obviously, people are not saying, and then you have 110 people saying it's helpful. There's obviously something going on here. Now, that isn't to diminish people. That isn't to say that people aren't leaving negative reviews who haven't seen the movie. Of course, but that always happens. And you know what? There's also tons of people leaving tens who never saw the movie. When we saw IMDb, yeah, most scores are either 10 or 1. A normal, intelligent person would see that and say, okay, well, those are probably either fanboys or haters. And that puts it right here in the 50 to 60 range. That's where this film is. I think a 60% is probably where the audience score will end up. I don't know if that actually makes it red or not. The critics, 79. It's not going to move much from here. There's 330 reviews in. One or two coming in now isn't going to move it. So it might finish at 80%. Might drop to 78. But this is it. This is where it's going to end. It's going to be a middle of the road Marvel film. But I just want people to know that, you know, this quote review brigading, it goes both ways. Now, did Disney hire these people? I don't know. Is some sort of op? You know, reverse trolling? I don't know. But you know, is it to counter the narrative that there are negative review brigades? But I haven't seen this level of negative. where it's so easily determined that they're literally just copy-pasting the same thing with different users, okay?
Welcome, Political Bombshell, politicalbombshell.cf. All right, let's just get right down into it. Let's see. Basically, I went to go see Captain Marvel. Now, I didn't know the history. I mean, this goes to show how popular this character is. I didn't even know, you know, any of the history, and didn't realize that she's not the original Captain Marvel, and all the other stuff that Captain Marvel used to be a DC. You know, Shazam was actually Captain Marvel with DC, and then they went to court, and then they changed the name of Captain Marvel to Shazam, and so that's how that history goes. But they really, according to all the research that I read, she's not an interesting character, even in the comics, and she's boring. And in that aspect, I gotta say, for casting, they nailed the right person. Brie Larson is exactly those things. She is horrible. Initially, I thought the movie was average good, but the more I think about it, and knowing the content of Brie Larson, I'm gonna give it a stink. In fact, I'm gonna go on Rotten Tomatoes if they allow me to even comment, because they were blocking comments, calling it trolls. But not everyone was trolls. The movies stink, in plain English. Basically, without spoilers, she didn't come off likable. She came off hating white people, just like her counterpart in real life. She came off, and that's how they presented it, with like a social justice type movie, where basically everyone in her life, from the time she was a child until she grew up, was trying to keep her down, and they were all white men. So that's how it came across. And she's just not likable. She didn't come across as likable at all. So, I mean, I'm not a Samuel L. Jackson fan either, because of his social justice lifestyle either. But he did come across likable in this movie. But she definitely did not. She came across as a mean bitch in plain English. She really did. And like I said, I've read that this was Disney's decision to change things at the last minute to make her the savior. And I hope that this is wrong. And I hope that Disney knows, if they force this down our throat, we will rebel. I mean, just look at the DC universe. They try to force the Justice League down our throat, and look what happened with that. And I have to say, in modern history, of all the Marvel movies that I've gone to see, this is no exaggeration. This is at the bottom of the list. This is absolutely worse. The worst Marvel movie that I've seen in years. If I could unwatch it, I would unwatch it. I'm being real. There's one part, I mean, you know, when you go see a Marvel movie, the audience, we're always pumped and throughout the movie, but this theater, no lie, was dead silent throughout the entire movie. There's one thing that made us not be silent, and that was the post-credit scene. And that was it. So I'm not gonna spoil it and say what it was, but that's it. That's all that made us, you know, feel anything for the movie. It really, when you you can't mess with the formula. So if you want the formula to fail, then go ahead and mess with the formula. But according to my research, this is all Disney's doing, because Marvel already had, you know, the movie done the way how they wanted it to be done. And Disney comes in and said, no, let's make this lady the savior. And of course, you think about it, you've been working somewhere for years, and you pretty much built the Marvel Universe and built a huge fan base of the movies for your performances, and your contract is going to be up, and you may not be coming back after the end games. And instead of you going out on top doing something that's going to be memorable, you want to bring Miss Bitsy Bits Brie Larson in to take the glory, when she's just, and she's not, I'm not being too overly critical when I say that she's a mean SOB. I'm not being, she does it to herself. She goes on shows like Jimmy Kimmel and says that she hates her co-workers, basically. She hates them. She says stuff like, I don't want to hear what a white man has to say. And she doesn't understand that a lot of the fan base are white men, as you heard from that interview that I played earlier. She nailed it, and I purposely picked the interview from a woman just so you could so you can't say, oh, you just doing that because she's a feminist and you're a guy and blah blah blah. No, so she stinks. In plain English, she stinks. I don't know how else to put it. She really and truly stunk. Because she's not likable. Take Wonder Woman, for instance. Wonder Woman was amazing because, you know, it's not about her gender. It was about the story, the acting, the charisma, you know? And she knocked it out of the park. You know, but Wonder Woman wasn't like this one, where she hates white people, men, and everything that white men did to her everything bad that happened to her in her life was white men's fault. I'll even go to a movie that I saw, what is it? Battle Angel. That was a lead role of a woman. I enjoyed that movie a lot. It was awesome. You know, I wasn't thinking about her gender. It was a likable character, and I enjoyed every minute of it. I really, really, and truly wanted to like the Captain Marvel, because I love superhero movies, but it's not likable because she's not likable. In plain English, she's not likable. She's mean. She's mean-spirited. She's not likable. She really isn't. I mean, I don't understand why they would pick someone like this. But then again, like I said, the comics, she's bland and boring in the comics, that hero. You see what's going on here is Disney is thinking about money, and they're taking a look over at DC and saw how much money Wonder Woman made and was like, we have superhero women too. Let's do it. See, when you do things for the wrong reason, bad things happen. Let me put it that way. You know, Wonder Woman wasn't done because of that. You know, because of, we need to put a woman in here, a woman superhero. I've always loved Wonder Woman. Growing up as a kid with Linda Carter, I loved watching that TV show. And she had charisma and was likable. Likeability counts for a lot in movies. If you don't have likability, it's going to be a really tough time. Now, on the other hand, on the opposite side, you can say, like, there's characters I've really hated in a movie, but enjoyed their role playing a bad guy. But this person here, Miss Bree, Bitchy Bree, she isn't likable. I was really hoping that she would have got, if she had gotten killed, I wouldn't have minded. I was listening to another, and that's the other thing, on YouTube, that's where I go to hear real reviews, because you can't go to places like a Rotten Tomato where these reviewers are paid to review movies and they're afraid of being blackballed by like a Disney if they say something bad and outlandish. So I go straight to YouTube, and that's where you hear the real truth. And it's being bashed not by just men, but as you heard, by that woman, and she made some great points, really did. So honestly, I hate to tell you this, but skip it. Just go and see Avengers Endgame, and I'm hoping, I want you to skip it for two reasons. The first reason is, if you skip it and we rebel against Disney telling them no, we're not going to have you shove her down our throats, you leave it the way it was supposed to be. If we don't go see it, we might get the ending that we were supposed to get. But if it takes off and it makes a lot of money, well then we won't get the ending that we were supposed to get. And so I wouldn't be opposed to her being defeated in the end games and killing her off and having Miss Marvel instead, which I heard is a much better character anyway. So that is my take on it. I am very, very upset about social justice people like this, because I mean, it just makes no sense to alienate the people that most, you know, alienate people that go to see a movie. And if men go to see a movie, especially white men, they go to see a movie, why would you alienate them? So I think that Marvel or Disney needs to rethink this. And get rid of her. She's not likable at all. She's really not likable. So, I don't really have much more to say on that. I mean, she's not likable. She really isn't likable at all. And, she's not that wonderful. So, I really, really, really think that if Disney continue to push this lady,
we have a problem.
Exactly. So, I think that she needs to be out of there. Get her out of there immediately, because she is horrible on screen and off screen. She's horrible. I don't like to go see a movie where your political views are or your social justice views are inserted into the movie. It doesn't make for a good movie. It really doesn't. It's for the same reason I don't like to watch LeBron James play basketball. That's why. Because I don't want to hear about that stuff. So, there's not much more I can say about that. We'll see what happens. But I usually don't promote boycotts. But I really, if I could unwatch it, then I really would. I mean, generally I go see Marvel movies twice. I've seen pretty much all the ones that came out. Black Panther, I went to see twice. Spider-Man, twice. Infinity War, almost three times. You know what I'm saying? So we will see what happens. But I'm curious, what do you think? Am I being overly critical? I don't think so. But let me know. PoliticalBombshow.cf 323-835-1123. So, Brie Larson, she really gotta get a grip, man. She really does have to get a grip.
Anchor man, not anchor lady, and that is a scientific fact, huh?
Political corruption, information. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupted. Political bomb. Political bomb, so come on, people, let's go. Political bomb, political bomb, so come on, people, let's go.